You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world.
Hey, beautiful people. So this will be a very last episode of the Live Free Experience for 2022. And I want to leave you with some nuggets to take away for these final weeks of 2022 and for the early weeks of 2023. And before I do that, I want to celebrate what 2022 has been for me, for business, for my clients, for the Live Free Experience podcast, and just for, I guess, humanity as a whole. I really feel that 2022 has been a process of uprooting and moving through a lot of stuff that doesn't serve. I know for me personally, you know, I've been kind of doing like a annual review, as I tend to do and as I encourage all of my clients to do. And the common thread that I'm seeing come up is that, you know, in many of the goals that I set for myself, I got insanely close to reaching them, and yet I fell slightly short. And once upon a time, I would have really beat myself up for this, And, you know, I would have fallen into those old stories of, you know, I'm a failure and you know, all this attachment to like what the goal and what achieving the goal does or doesn't mean about me. And instead this year, it's been really beautiful to kind of sit back and go, well, hang on, I didn't reach the goal, but I got further than I've ever been before. And in getting further than I've ever been before, you know, the goal is just a tweak around the corner. It's a 1% shift until it makes manifest. And essentially, that's what I feel has been happening in 2022. You know, like whenever we set an intention, life moves and shifts and the kaleidoscope alters in order to create space for that. And a lot of the time in creating space for something, we have to clear out first. We have to clear out a lot of the things that aren't in alignment first. You know, we can't build a steady foundation without building, you know, a steady foundation. We can't build anything notable or sizable without first laying down a really incredible root structure. And if that root structure is built in, you know, unsteady ground, then you know, we can't build. And so, you know, it's this process of like checking the quality of the soil before we even begin to start to grow roots, clearing out the stuff that's only going to get in the way, clearing out the debris, then building the roots, and then through building a solid root structure, then starting to grow up, starting to grow out, starting to, you know, expand in a way that we can kind of outwardly see. And so that's definitely been my experience of 2022. It feels like outwardly I haven't done a lot, and yet when I sit and I write and I note down the year that has been and the themes that have been running consistently through the entire year, I feel like it's been so much about building the necessities first so that in 2023 it can be this incredible upward trajectory, this obvious and outward upward trajectory. Trajectory. That's a tongue twister. So I really encourage you to like sit with and actually take note, like, what did I create for myself in 2022? And if you feel like you didn't create anything for yourself in 2022, what did you clear out in 2022? And if you didn't feel like you cleared anything out in 2022, then maybe check in. What were my intentions at the beginning of 2022? I see so many people who kind of walk around blindly with no real intention on where they want to go, and then they wonder why they're not creating anything. I wholeheartedly believe that the universe provides to us what we ask for, and we get to find all of the ways that what we get means that we're perfectly on track, that we're always being provided for, we're always being given exactly what we've asked for. But if you're not asking, if you're not requesting, then we can't be surprised if we're not receiving, yes? We can't be surprised if we're not receiving if we haven't requested first. And so maybe sitting with yourself, you know, what did you request? What was your intention at the beginning of 2022? And if it wasn't what you wanted, then maybe you get to put in a different order coming into 2023. Or maybe you get to see and observe and journal on and really reflect on where you got exactly what you asked for, because I guarantee it's there. So the other thing that I wanted to speak into coming into Christmas, and I'll just flag that this may or may not go live, this episode, before the Christmas period. If it's after the Christmas period that you're tuning into this, perfect. You know, take this and relate it to the New Year period, or relate it to your birthday or Valentine's Day or life in general, whatever holiday is appropriate, whatever phase or time frame is appropriate. Christmas can be a really full-on period of time for so many. And I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. You know, for me, Christmas is really a period of slowing down. This is when things get quiet for me. Work gets quieter. I don't live in the same state as my family, so I don't have a lot of commitments. And even once upon a time when I did, I still didn't have a whole lot of commitments around the Christmas period. And so for me, Christmas was always about relaxation. It was always about spaciousness. It was always about reflection and going more inward. But what I would witness around me was like this chaotic energy. Everyone else was stepping into chaos. You know, work was perhaps getting busier as they prepared to wrap up for the year, and having a lot of family to-dos and social to-dos and Christmas parties and whatnot. And that's beautiful and perfect. And the invitation is to not get caught up in doing for the sake of doing, not to get caught up in doing because that's what we quote-unquote should be doing, not socializing simply for the sake of people-pleasing or for fear of being witnessed as rude. And instead, choosing for this time to be yours, you know, this time and every time, ideally, but allowing your Christmas period to be whatever it needs to be. Really sitting with yourself, how do you want this Christmas to be? Like, what do you want to experience? What traits and characteristics do you want to pull forward from yourself, from your family dynamics, from your social dynamics? Again, setting the intention and then choosing that. This year, I wanted to feel a sense of belonging. I wanted to feel a sense of appreciation. And I wanted to feel a sense of ease. And truth be told, there's been times where I haven't felt that. And we always get exactly what we're asking for. So in the moments where I haven't felt that, I've been sitting there going, well, what's being shown to me? What's being brought to light that's in the way of what I want? What's being shown to me that's currently blocking the reality that I desire? And then from there, tweaking and testing until, you know, I ultimately have what I want. Everything is always working out in our favor. Everything is showing up to provide us with what we want, to give us insight and data collection as to what's in our way. And so checking in with yourself, how do you want this period to be? And what gets to change in order to create that? So as we prepare to move into 2023, spend some time with yourself. Ask yourself the real questions, like, who did I have to become in 2022? What were my biggest wins in 2022? And who supported me in achieving these? What traits and characteristics did I have to pull forward in myself in order to achieve these? What were my greatest challenges in 2022? And, you know, what did I have to call forward in myself in order to overcome these? Did I overcome these? And if I didn't, where did I fall short? Who supported me in moving through these challenges? You know, sit with, like, what were your proudest moments? What were your most joyous moments? What are you most grateful for from 2022 and why? Why are these notable for you? And then what do you want to achieve coming into 2023? And then moving forward, looking at 2023, like what makes sense? What makes sense as being like your next step in 2023 based on what's occurred in 2022, based on what you had to move through in 2022, based on who you had to become in 2022? And most notably, like, are you happy with where you're at the end of 2022? And if you are, why? And if you're not, why not? What gets to shift? This is the beauty of a new year beginning, right? And I mean, of course, we can do this at any time of the year, but there's a different energy at the beginning of a new year. There's an entirely different energy, and it's a collective energy, right? Because we're all going through this kind of death and rebirth cycle simultaneously. We're all moving out of the year that has been into the year that is to come. So there's kind of like more potency behind it. But this is the beauty. We get to really sit with like freshness, you know, this like phoenix rising from the ashes kind of energy. We get to kind of burn down what has been and step into something new. And that's fucking juicy. I, for one, love the feeling of New Year's because, you know, and I'm not a like New Year, New Me kind of gal. I'm not a, the term is evading me. But, you know, I don't get behind New Year kind of commitments and goals. I'm much more of a long-term player. But I do see deep benefit in using this time to really reflect and get ultra clear and ultra intentional because, again, when we set the intention, the universe conspires in our favor. And, you know, what do you want your theme for 2023 to be? Who do you want to become? What do you want to create for yourself? And in creating that, who do you have to become to create that? How do you get to show up energetically? And how can you make sure that that vision is greater than any outward circumstance? You know, this is all nervous system regulation work. This is the work that I teach. It's letting your inner world and your inner guidance and your inner vision and your inner intention be so much bigger than, you know, any kind of outward challenges, any outward insecurities, any outward circumstance, to be bigger than it, you know, and to see it as happening for you rather than being something that's against you. And so rolling into 2023, I want to mention just really quickly, and this is a shameless plug, I am kicking off my next round of Warrior Woman Collective, which of course is my 6-month business and performance mastermind. This is just for women. So I apologize, fellas. Still reach out if you're wanting to work with me. But Warrior Woman Collective kicks off January 16th, and this is specifically for women who are fighting for a greater cause, you know, women who have strong, purposeful intentions for 2023 and, you know, are wanting to create this with community and sisterhood by their side, who are wanting to surround themselves with women who get it and women who are fighting and dancing for a cause. And I say dancing because I don't believe that the fight has to be a struggle. I believe that the fight gets to be a beautiful salsa or tango or contemporary piece or whatever your jam is. I believe that it gets to feel really good and juicy, and it gets to be an expression rather than, you know, this kind of arm wrestle, rather than this, you know, this fight, rather than this grindy kind of challenging dynamic. It gets to be, yes, still challenging, but challenging in the sense of moving to the music rather than, you know, putting all of your time and energy and effort into fighting to survive. So this is really about moving out of survival and into thriving and learning how to powerfully regulate and be held and hold yourself in what you're creating and the cause that you're building towards. So you don't have to be a business owner to be a part of it. Many of the women that have already signed up are just beginning their businesses. Many aren't in business at all, you know, and they're just looking to add more purpose to their life and add deeper intentionality and sisterhood to their lives. So if you want to be a part of this, please reach out via Instagram or Facebook. You can just search my name, shoot me an email. My email is brianna@briannaboley.com. And just a reminder, I'm a real person back here. So please communicate effectively and with that in mind. And with that, I want to close off 2022 and what has been the relaunch of the Live Free Experience podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been along for the ride. You know, truth be told, and this is no secret, running a podcast can be quite vulnerable. I have, you know, friends who've recently launched their own podcast for the first time, and it's such an initiation. You know, that voice to me, wow, I really didn't expect it to be such an initiation. And it is. The truth is, it is. It's sharing parts of ourselves, our inner workings, our heart, what's meaningful, sharing it with the world and putting it out there to be judged and ridiculed and assessed and analyzed and projected upon. And it's scary and it's beautiful. And there's many, many moments where, you know, I want to kind of fold it in when it feels like I'm speaking to myself, when it feels like no one's listening, when it feels like it's falling upon deaf ears or no one's receiving value from it. And so with that, just a little side request, if you are getting something from the Live Free Experience podcast, please reach out and let me know. Feedback is invaluable. Share this with your friends, you know, tag me. Let me know that it's hitting. Let me know that it's moving things for you. Let me know the impact and the influence it's having on you, because, you know, every little bit counts and it's all fuel to my fire and, you know, it keeps the passion alive. And so I'm very, very grateful to each and every one of you who have listened to this. And I would like you to really hear that, you know, just because you see me out here doing the thing doesn't mean that it's effortless for me. I do pride myself on how easy doing my work in the world gets to be, but it's also not, it's not without challenge and it's not without meeting my demons. And that is the nature of stepping into our calling. We face off with our demons. If you're listening to this, I know you're a high performer in your own right. And so I know that you probably resonate, and maybe you feel like you're the only one who's consistently dealing with the challenges of shining your unique light in the world. Fuck, that sounds so wanky and cliche, but you know, something that's really been sticking with me of late is this concept that the brighter we shine our light, the more we cast shadows, the more we have to face off with our shadows, the more we have to face off with projection. And so, you know, that's true for me too. And yet here we are, we keep showing up. And so think of this as a call forward to keep doing your thing, to keep showing up, to keep moving the needle in your own way, to keep fighting the good fight, to keep choosing something greater, to keep leaning into more. Thank you for being here. The Live Free Experience podcast will return in early 2023. If you're listening to this, I love you. We will speak soon. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts, every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to y'all soon.